B-Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. All right, there was just something really cool to happen. B went over there for practice, and you thought you got to just stand around, and then what happened?
Well, Coach Quinn told me he didn't bring me here to just stand around. He bring me here to work. So he said he wanted to get me to talk, like give little tidbits and stuff that could help the returners out. And I sat there with him and told him different little things, and probably will, you know, when I get chances, I'll talk to the guys and help them out a little bit more. And, you know, certain guys I know, like guys that were already here, like Cass Allen, I know some things that he can help, that can help him out. He walked straight to me and started asking me questions. So it felt good, you know, just to be out there being around him. And, you know, I always say, I don't, you remember every time you say, man, you want to coach? I say, nope, the time. But then when you get out there, if you know this game and you want to give what people gave you, it's kind of hard not to actually, in a sense, be a coach, you know? So it felt good.
You want to do more of it?
I don't know about that, Jeff. But, you know, I can say this here. If I were to do it, I'll do what I did. Anything else in life, I'll put everything into
sure.
it. Sure. You know, because, like I was telling them out there, like, I saw a lot of them catching the punts squared. And I say, nah, try to catch it with 1 foot back so you can step right into it. And KJ Osborne was like, oh, he said, yeah, they in Indy, they taught me to catch it like this. I say, well, catch it like that, then you do this as a second, right? And they just gained 10 more yards. He say, that makes sense. He's like, I say, the quicker you take a foot, step up field, they start to slow down. It's not always about just a big hole being there, but once they slow down in your trail, because they teach the put a blocking on punt returns, a trail. You run behind the guy till he starts to break down, then you try to shield him. If you take the quicker you take the step, the quicker they start to slow, which gives your guy catch. Because if you don't take that step, they keep running full speed.
Right,
your guys
right.
never catch him.
That's interesting.
And they understood it because, like, you know, I said, dude, if I catch a ball and immediately go upfield, they give me 10 to 15 yards because they're going to break down about 10 yards from you.
What'd you think of Jalen Lane? Had you met him before?
I never met him. I talked to him on the phone. I talked to him on the phone a couple times after I talked with you. And he just seems to have it.
How'd he look kind of fluid-wise?
Very.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches it.
I guess I got to pause myself. That's a hell of a phrasing.
He's upfield
okay.
quickly.
One
point I saw him, I said, hey, you want to like get to that spot so you can step into the ball? He said, ah, I was working. And then Jaden Daniels, then were standing right there. He said, I didn't want to run into nobody. You know, and then the next one I saw where he was.
It's tough when they're in the bubble.
Yeah, because there's so many people.
So, 90-man rosters.
Yeah.
Usually they'd be spread out on two fields. They're all on top of each other.
But we were talking a lot about, watching the punter. I say, you know, it doesn't start once the ball is kicked. It starts before the ball is kicked. And the punter will tell you where he's kicking it. And he was like, yeah, you know, because, like, I watched Tress. When he's kicking it over here, he opens his shoulders straight to that spot. He said, because it's hard to try to aim you and then try to kick across your body. I said, you're right. And then the next time he kicks it, like, Tress squares up more when he's trying to kick it to the to your right side. But when he's kicking it to the left, he's basically looking over there.
That's interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, just little things like that, because, hell, like, when I talked to him this morning, I was like, you know, I said, like, I never returned a kick till I got to the pros. He's like, kickoff return, punt? I said, none of them. So I was learning as I was trying to be able to play. They come in already ahead of me.
Right.
And I had to learn quickly. And I say I had great Wayne Sevier, Pete Rodriguez, LaCharles McDaniel, straight to John Harbaugh, and then the idiot in New York, I forgot his name, because he wanted me to change everything I did for 13 years. And I was like, dog, this is the old dog right here.
Right.
It's not changing what he did, because every time I played against your team, I gut you.
So the news of the day, if you will, Commanders OTAs today. These are voluntary, optional practices. I don't know what you noticed in there because you had a lot going on. Terry McLaurin was not in there.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's going into the last year of a contract without guaranteed money on it. My reaction is I'm not surprised and I'm not concerned.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But, you know, it's like people are going to get confused and worry about things, but – When you get to that position, and it's voluntary, he was here like you said Monday. I mean the first day of all this stuff. I think it was last week though, wasn't it? But you're not going to be at everything because people Have you not heard it, what the NFL is? If you mess around and, you know, you come in here, you get hurt, then they mess up stuff. But if you're outside of this thing, too, the NFL basically tell you what? Oh, it's non-football injury.
Right.
If he's at home working out, what is he working out for? To get ready for football.
Well, Terry.
So it basically puts you in a position where you got to start looking out for yourself.
Terry was also here yesterday.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture of Terry and Debo yesterday.
Yes.
I think my gut tells me Terry would rather just not have to deal with the media while he's got. He'll get asked 100 questions about his contract. And my guess is Terry. He doesn't feel like talking.
Terry would rather not try. And the one thing he's not going to do is negotiate in the media.
Well, and the PR staff is going to slowly bring kind of veteran players for the media to talk to. And they could have just said, oh, Terry's not talking today. But then it takes a different tone. I think you and I are lockstep on Terry not being here. Not concerned, not a big deal. Laremy Tunsil's not here. Mm-hmm. Team just traded for him.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a 5-time Pro Bowl player who also has a history of
not going to voluntary things.
I'm not surprised, certainly.
I'm not surprised, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not concerned. Like, when I was here, like, my whole mindset is this. You know I don't take off work a lot.
Right.
Even in this profession.
Right.
And when I do, I'm not calling in every 5 seconds like most people would do.
Right.
If I take off, I take the hell off.
Right.
But if I'm going to be here, I'm going to work. If I take off of work, I'm not going to be like people do these staycations. I don't understand that for the life of me. Why the hell you take off and stay home?
Right.
And you stay right at home, and then you call in to work, and you got to talk to the same people every day. I leave, and I totally refresh my mind.
Right.
But if I'm here, I'm going to do it. That's just always been my way. But most guys, when it was voluntary, they didn't come. They're, like right now, Laremy Tunsil, what they're doing in OTAs, does not help Laremy Tunsil.
Well, that especially with linemen.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything.
They're doing these little takeoff drills and the step through. I dapped up Allegretti and Biotis while I was out there, and they're going through their little steps and they're doing their little stuff and things like the individual drill stuff.
So, I am slightly because I truly am not concerned and not surprised with Terry. I got to go up a hair for Tunsil just because they just traded for him. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd be great if he could just bond with the teammates, whatever. But, again, it's voluntary. It's optional. They're not doing any real O-line work. Like, it's not a thing to me. I do wonder if there's contract situation there. He's in the last year of his deal. He's guaranteed $10 million. But the other one to me that is at the top of my list, which is still a low bit, like I still mm-hmm. point out that it's voluntary, but at least for today, it doesn't appear Marshon Lattimore was here.
Mm-hmm.
Lattimore, when they traded for him, it took a while to get on the field. When he got on the field, it looked like he was still hurt or just not playing to the level people expected. And I wonder, Lattimore only has $2 million in guarantees on his deal.
That could be an issue.
It could not be. It might not be.
It could be. It could not be because let's say this. We want to make sure you're 100-100.
Right.
Before we put you out there in front of the public. Because you know what?
Hell, they haven't played already.
But what did Jeff say? Jeff said it yesterday. I want to see how he's moving. If he goes out there and moves any way that's not consistent with being 100%, oh, here come article after article after article. So I'm going to make sure that he's 120%, now, which is impossible anyway. He can't be 120%.
I don't know that he hasn't been here, mm-hmm. but I don't know that he has either. So if it was a thing where he's been here a bunch and just isn't here today and he's working out in Ohio or Florida or Arizona or mm-hmm. wherever, cool.
Yeah.
But if he hasn't been here for most of the offseason program and he wants a new contract, I just – that one I would have some pause on contractually.
Yeah.
But
what I respect is if he had not been here, you hadn't heard about it.
Right.
Because in previous regimes, when someone is not here, they make sure somebody knew.
Totally.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right now it's about let's be real. If you want respect, I don't care how old or what position you're in. If you want respect from someone, you give them that same level of respect, right?
Indeed.
So
we got to make some bets live. Commanders OTAs. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Grant and Danny coming your way next.